It's Thursday, May 22nd, 2025.
What we need right now is federal assistance.
Disaster victims in many states are still waiting for federal aid. Extreme weather disasters are a hidden risk that will upend mortgages, study warns. Plus, wildfires drove record losses in the world's forests in 2024.
All of that bad news and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
What about wind and solar? I mean, should we really have wind and solar subsidies in this bill? What if it's not windy? What if it's not sunny?
I don't know. What if a once-respected financial reporter named Maria Bartiromo goes to Fox News and loses her mind? Should we really have Fox News? This is your Green News Report. I'm gonna soak up the sun. Okay, Desi Doyen, I kid, but, you know, what if it's not windy? What if it's not sunny? Why do we even have solar or wind power at all? Obviously, it makes no sense. I need a job on Fox News.
Apparently, Maria Bartiromo doesn't know that batteries exist.
What? What do you got for us today, Des?
Well, first, at a meeting of the brand new FEMA Review Council this week, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem stated that the Federal Emergency Management Agency should be renamed and reformed to increase the burden on states to respond to natural disasters. Noem's comments came as victims in several states are still waiting for promised FEMA disaster assistance after multiple devastating storms over the last 3 months. The Trump administration has denied federal disaster funding for several states. In a hearing this week, Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, who last year voted against replenishing FEMA's disaster fund, pressed Secretary Noem to expedite disaster relief for deadly tornadoes over the last week in Missouri and for previous disasters.
The state has pending 3 requests for major disaster declarations from earlier storms. Will you help expedite those? We are desperate for the assistance in Missouri.
And the fact that I'm agreeing with Josh Hawley, of all people, my own home city of St. Louis got hit by a tornado last weekend, and it was not until Wednesday this week that FEMA even showed up.
Yep. And a new study warns that extreme weather linked to climate change is, quote, a hidden risk that will upend home mortgages and lead to rising foreclosure rates and more Americans losing their homes, particularly low to middle income households and areas with large numbers of underinsured homes. The new analysis from First Street, a nonprofit climate risk firm, projects that foreclosures could soar over the next 10 years by nearly 400%. Triggered by flooding, storms, and other extreme weather events, accounting for up to 30% of all foreclosures by 2035, in large part due to rising insurance premiums and the mounting cost of repairs.
Hey, we promised you bad news today, didn't we?
In other not great news, a disturbing new study warns that the planet may already be too hot for the polar ice sheets to survive due to man-made global warming driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
That is not great news.
The study projects that at just 1.5 degrees Celsius of global heating above pre-industrial levels, sea levels are likely to rise at rates that could, quote, stretch the limits of adaptation faster than nations can build coastal defenses, and displacing millions of people, leading to, quote, catastrophic inland migration.
Yikes.
The scientists warn that by 2050, just 15 years from now, rising seas could cause global flood damages of at least $1 trillion a year for the world's 130 largest coastal cities. But they also emphasize that cutting climate warming emissions will help. Every fraction of a degree of avoided global warming will slow sea level rise and give countries more time to prepare. Another new study finds that massive fires fueled by climate change led global forest loss to smash records in 2024. According to a report this week from the University of Maryland, wildfires spiked 80% in 2024 compared to 2023, mainly because Brazil, the host of the upcoming Global Climate Summit in November, struggled to contain fires in the Amazon amid the worst drought ever recorded in the world's largest rainforest.
Yikes. A drought in a rainforest.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And finally, a newly released poll shows a majority of registered voters in the United States want federal agencies to increase their efforts to protect people from the health harms of global warming, with 55% saying federal agencies should do more than they are currently doing.
And yet, the Trump administration is preparing to do much less. Told you we had nothing but bad news for you today. Oh, well, for much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. It's been a rough spring. We could sure use a new season around here. We will be off this next week after the Memorial Day holidays. We will see you thereafter. Hope you have a safe and healthy one. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.